Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the Phantasmal Necromantic Paranormal Podcast. I'm Tammy, along with my co-host Brandy.
Hey, everybody.
So last week, we introduced you guys to a website called mapsquatch.com. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, if you want to look that up, do not put www, just put mapsquatch.com. And it should take you to a map. And on this map, you can look up different Bigfoot sightings, dogmen sightings, UFO sightings, haunted places, famous graves, and offbeat attractions. You can look all over the United States. And they have, I will say, it's not the most up-to-date thing, because when we were talking last week, when we were doing the Bigfoot stories, we know that there have been some Bigfoot sightings in the Uwari Forest over this past summer.
Yeah.
And none of those were listed on there. It did have some stories from 2021 that we saw, but probably not, you know, not, there wasn't that many new stories updated on this. I did see an article where somebody was talking to the person who, I guess, manages this site, and they were talking about how they find the criteria, I guess, to put it on the map. I feel like they're probably just backlogged, because I don't know how many sightings of different things come in at any one given time, but
yeah,
I can't imagine it's that easy to keep up with. And especially since each sighting kind of has a backstory, so also you're going to have to write that on there. But one of the things that interests Brandy and I, because you guys know that we're kind of all things alien too, like we really love to talk about different alien sightings and UFO sightings. So on this map, we did not realize, which we've talked about prior podcasts, we've done some stories about some UFO sightings and possible abductions that happened around Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Right.
And so when Brian and I saw this, we were looking at it, and there are just so many UFO type sightings in our immediate area. We were just like, what?
Not aware of.
I know. And if you listen to our episode called Lines in the Sand, where we talked about an incident that happened with Brandy's brother and her grandparents on their property, when we were looking at this UFO thing, I asked Brandy, I was like, did any of those sightings occur near your brother's property?
And none of them say specifically. Now, it looks like in the details, it does show like coordinates for, I guess, Sanford.
Yeah.
Up there. But none of these stories give a specific location, which maybe the people, for privacy reasons, didn't give us, you know, exactly where they're at. Just in general, they're in Lee County.
Yeah,
I would say.
And I will say, with the ones in Lee County and also the ones in Cumberland County, maybe Hoke, anything around Fort Bragg, I would think that that would be hard to say whether if it's a UFO or if it's a military. Mm-hmm. Having lived around military bases my entire life, some of the stories I think could be something that's mistook. Like it could be like my husband used to do night jumps. It could be, you know, guys doing night jumps with not flares, but some kind of light on them. Or I'm wondering if that could be mistaken. I know a lot of these say the colors were, they would change colors. It would stay in the same spot. Just like I said, just having lived around, and of course you too, like you've lived around military spot all your life.
Yeah.
And just so many nights we have military planes that come over. Mm-hmm. And I will say the other night we were sitting outside, and for a distance you could see the planes coming. You could not hear anything.
Uh-huh.
But because of where we live and everything, we knew like it's military flights coming over. Yeah. And it would almost be on top of you before you would hear anything.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure it had to do with like the direction the wind's blowing and all that kind of thing, and what was flying over.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way they describe it and stuff, it would be hard to say whether or not. I also wonder if some of it's not drones, like early drone usage. I don't know how much the military uses that kind of stuff.
Yeah. because this first one is the most recent, and it was in 2021. I wanted to read this because the duration of the sighting was 7 hours.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So it says the It happened January 28th, 2021. Shape is changing. Duration, 7 hours. Stats is that it occurred January 28th, 2021 at 18:33. Entered as January 28th, 2021, 16:33. Reported January 31st, 2021 at 12:30:31 p.m. Posted March 2nd, 2021. The location was Sanford, North Carolina. The shape changing, duration 7 hours. Characteristics: there were lights on the object and there was an aura or haze around the object. The object changed color. So it says tetrahedron orb flashing colors, hovers, changes shapes and directions over my field nightly. Many pictures and videos. I think this person said, I'm sending a video from January 28th, 2001 at approximation 6:33 p.m. taken in front of my house. But there's no video with this. It says, I have over a year of video and pictures of strange hovering objects that change shape and color over the field in front of my home that I have seen during the day and night, as well as many witnesses. I would like someone to investigate. I believe it is not of this world, and I have never witnessed anything like this until I moved to this location. I have seen up to 7 at a time near my home. Usually it is only one or two objects, and they seem to communicate to each other. They are very strange in shape, like a tetrahedron shape, and flash different colors, but also change shape into some kind of orb. It is hard to explain. I have pictures of the same object that looks very different in each picture. I have had one get so close that it made me nervous, and I ran back to my front porch. It was approximately 100 feet away. I feel as if it is observing me at times. It will stay hovering quietly over the field as long as I stand there watching and recording. When I look for them, they are usually there unless the weather is bad. Please respond and help me get this looked into. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's interesting. Gosh, I want to know who this person is.
I know. And that was like seen around Sanford?
Yeah,
that was Sanford. One of the Sanford sightings. Oh, gosh.
These are all, if you find Sanford and click on the little UFO icon that says 9+, this is the whole list.
Oh, gosh. I was looking down through here. There's one from 1979. This one sounds pretty interesting. It says, the shape of this object that was seen was cigar-shaped, which seems to be, you know, a recurring theme in some of the sightings. It said this occurred on September 30th, 1979. They do say it's approximate date. The person wrote in with this report in 2011, and it just said that they were glad to find the site and wanted to report what they had seen in 1979. So evidently they haven't talked much about it. It says it was a cigar-shaped object. There were lights on the object. There were aircraft in the vicinity or aircraft chasing the object. It said that the cigar-shaped craft with white lights flashing from window to window. Now, the description of this is pretty, like, choppy, but evidently, they could see that it had different windows in it, and these lights were going window to window, it said, my husband was stationed in Germany and was on leave. I guess they were, so the way this reads is the wife and kids stayed at Fort Bragg while the husband went to Germany. And it says that he was home on leave from his military station in Germany. It says, we had taken the kids to a movie and then we had gone to Pizza Hut. We were traveling up Highway 331. I reached for a cigarette and saw what I thought was a blimp in the air. This was about 6 p.m. in the evening. The sun had already gone down. My husband, who was military, was all in aviation for 22 years. I questioned him about the blimp. He said that is not a blimp. The odd thing is there were no other cars or traffic on the road. There is a Y in the road, and at the time there was a little hot dog stand. The craft was hovering above it. The left side of the Y was Highway 331. The right side took you to the shopping centers. The cigar-shaped craft had windows, and they blinked one window at a time. When the back of the craft windows could be seen on the clouds, I guess it was like reflecting off the clouds. As I said, there was no other car on the road. My husband backed the car across a four-lane road and parked the car in a Gulf gas station. The kids were asleep in the back seat. My husband and I got out and stood at the front of the car. Now, remember, it is about 6 p.m. at this time. The next thing I remember is I needed to check on the kids in the back seat. To my surprise, it is now 10 p.m. I have no memory of talking to my husband, and he wasn't talking either. Both of us had no memories of being that late at night. Still standing at the front of the car, we saw the craft shoot up in the sky very fast. When we got home, my husband called Fort Bragg to see if anyone saw anything on radar. I still have questions as to what we were doing in the hours between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. It's all just a blank.
Wow. That's interesting.
Ooh, you need to see if you got anything hiding in your skin.
I know. There's got to be something. So I can't believe
it. I would be so wigged out if there was 4 hours missing from my life.
Oh my God, I know.
Here's one out of Cameron, North Carolina. This happened on July 3rd, 2018. It says that the reason this one sounds interesting to me is because it says their animals reacted to it also.
Okay.
It says UFO Sunday, June 3rd, sighting two first cylindrical. Oh, I guess there's three objects here. It says sighting, two first cylindrical, second orb between 2 and 3 p.m. So this is during the day. I was outside around 2 or 3 taking my puppy out to do her business, and I saw a cylindrical glowing UFO coming fast, almost vertical. I lost it in the tree line. I ran inside to get my husband, and I had sunglasses on, and he didn't. I saw another orb-shaped one in the same area, moving a bit slower. There was a lot of cloud coverage at this time, heading east to northwest, I'd say. I was wondering if anyone else saw them. There might have been more. They had no wings and no sound coming from them at all. Military planes pass over our home all the time, and they are very loud, but not these UFOs. My dog was acting funny the entire time. We went out pretty far into the property, and I had a feeling to grab my sunglasses. If I hadn't, I never would have seen them. The dog was crazy for a while afterward, but the clouds covered the area. So I wonder if they're saying, like, her husband didn't see them, but she did, and she's the one who had. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, I mean, if it was going extremely fast, 2018, I'm wondering, could that have been a drone? But if it was a drone, her husband should have been able to see it in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to see how long. It doesn't say how long that sighting lasted either. So
this one must have been a military personnel. This was in Lillington in 2013.
Oh.
It's not very long, but it... Oh God, the duration was 3 seconds. But anyway, let me read this. It says, sure. So it was May 29th, 2013. Brilliant rear illumination as if there was a side-by-side solar eclipse. Sound was like a turboprop, but speed was incredible. I was an Army UH-60 helicopter crew chief in 1986. My area has some type of aircraft flying day or night at some point, be it UH-60s, AH-64, C-130s, C-17s, and once in a while a C-5 plus the other miscellaneous aircraft. I know the typical flight paths over the course of 22 years, and this was not one that I had ever seen before. I was in my bedroom getting ready to work out when I heard what I believed was a C-130. I was standing by the window, so I pulled back the blinds thinking I would see a C-130. But to my surprise, all I saw was a brilliant rear illumination as if there was a side-by-side solar eclipse about 350 feet off the ground. The sound was like a turboprop's low powerful hum, but not quite the same. Speed was incredible. My mind started processing what I just had seen. Then I realized the flight path was all wrong. The brilliant rear illumination and the sound did not match. I have no idea of the size, but it appeared to be half the size of a C-130, but not like a V-22. I'm not sure what that craft is. It was not wasting time wherever it was going. It was flying from the southwest to northeast. My wife only heard it. It says witness elects to remain totally anonymous and provides little contact information.
So I was looking over because I thought, you know, sometimes they associate Bigfoot with UFOs.
Right, right, right.
So I thought, I wonder how many UFO sightings were over Runyuari, right?
Yeah.
So I looked up, there's a few, there's like four or five over there. Mm-hmm. Not as many as I thought there might be. But there's this one from 2010. Sounds pretty interesting. This one, the duration of this sighting was between 5 and 10 minutes long. And it says two orange spheres were flying together before they joined back together and accelerated straight up into the sky and out of sight. While driving down the road, two orange objects caught my eye hovering over the local community college. The objects were flying low, just above the tree line, and flew in the same direction I was traveling. I pulled my car over and observed the two orange lights begin to fly in separate, opposite directions. After a moment, one of the lights stopped and the other orange sphere began to move towards the other light. Both of the orange spheres appeared to release an object that resembled a shooting star. They then joined together with no apparent change in the size of the lights, and then they accelerated straight up into the night sky until they completely disappeared out of my sight. I am a lifetime resident of the area, and I had never before witnessed a UFO, but I firmly believe that this object was not of an earthly origin. Its actions and movements did not appear to resemble any plane or other flying object that I have witnessed. I was stunned at what I had seen because it was an amazing incident that does not happen every day. I phoned a friend to tell him what I had observed, and he directed me to report this sighting to your website. Hmm. It says the witness elects to remain totally anonymous. So...
wow.
But I was like,
seems like all of them want to remain anonymous.
And that was over near Troy. So I just thought, well, Troy's, you know, big UFO epicenter. I wonder what it was spinning out of its thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's very interesting. Right. There were a few others in Troy. They were all just like, it just said like, saw something in the night sky. It was very short.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And all of those people elected to remain completely anonymous. It says. So that was the longest one story from that section over there.
What? That website has some pretty interesting stories on it.
I know.
It's mapsquatch.com.
I know. I was curious. So you know that we did, we talked about, what is the name of our nuclear power plant? Sharon Harris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked about Sharon Harris and how... we always forget that it's over there. So I was curious if any of these had happened in that area. It doesn't seem to be any direct correlation to anybody witnessing anything over around Sharon Harris. Mm-hmm. I was hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, please let there be something really good over there. There's a few around Moncure, which is not terribly far from Sharon Harris.
Yeah, that's
now,
close.
They have some that were pretty long, like 10-minute durations. There's a 3-minute duration. But the person doesn't really say anything. It's mm-hmm. like a one sentence, like something was moving in the night sky.
Oh, like, man. Shocker.
But you mean we live close to a military base and there's something moving in the night sky?
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Plus, it's not... from where that was listed on the map, I would almost say probably is in the flight path of RDU. Mm-hmm. Too. So, anytime you're getting close to a major airport, right. It's also going to be kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
There was one sighting that I was reading about in Pinehurst, North Carolina, and the person said they were traveling to work at 10 o'clock at night and they witnessed lights in the sky, like two different sets. Uh-huh. But they said that there was like two red lights and one white light in each of these things that they saw.
Oh, that's a plane.
Yeah. Right? And I immediately was like, well, that's, yeah, that's military flight or something.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen plenty of planes and probably passenger planes, military planes, helicopters, yeah, all that stuff, shooting star, but I've never seen anything of a questionable nature.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I don't know, it would be like, I have such a long commute on Tuesday nights and now it gets dark. And so I'm traveling home in the dark and I am out in the middle of nowhere a lot, pretty much by myself sometimes. And that's all I do is like, just look, I'm like,
yeah,
okay, like what, like, where is it? Like, is there anything that looks suspicious to me? Uh-huh. And, you know, I really want to look for like shooting stars and that kind of thing. Uh-huh. But I'm like, okay, I'm out here all alone numerous times.
That's what I was going to say.
You, and I'm like
don't,
what?
You don't want to see nothing out there by yourself.
Probably not by myself like that. But there are just times when I'm like, okay, I can see a vast array of sky. Mm-hmm. I was like, where is it? Where are they? And two, because when I'm out there, I'm not anywhere near Fort Bragg at that point. Uh-huh. So because we do live on the cusp of Fort Bragg here, but you know, I'm out in the middle of nowhere. I'm not near Fort Bragg. They shouldn't be doing maneuvers that far away.
Yeah.
And so I'm always just like, why can't I just see something right about now? I mean, yeah, it would terrify me.
Right.
And I would just be like, Brandon, yeah, come get me on the side of the road. I'm
frozen. I lost 10 hours.
It's like, they've said I was search party. Where have you been? Like, I've been right here. What's wrong with you?
There's a cut on my neck and it feels like there's something hard in there.
I don't feel like myself. And then I'm like, I feel like they don't abduct like older people. So I'm probably out of their abduction thing, you know, if they're looking for what you call it, like specimens for making
like a new species or hybrid, like, or whatever. Yeah
they're like, yeah, we don't need older people. That's what I say, older people, because one of my kids was talking the other day and she said, oh, they were so old, they were like in their 50s. And my husband and I both went, oh, God, it's so old. Can't believe they're still alive. You know, ages, what do you call that? It's, I used to think certain ages were so old, and then you get to be near that age and you're like, ah, it's young. God, what are you talking about?
I remember when I was a teenager, like if you're in your 20s or 30s, you were like so old and grown and just completely different. Now I'm like, oh, my God. What was I thinking?
Exactly.
This is what my kids feel about me. They must think I'm really old.
Every now and then, yeah, the kids will pop off with that and I'll be like, you do know how old I am, right? I was looking at Pittsburgh has quite a few sightings in recent years. Here's one. A lot of these. So this one is a little bit odd. It says a duration was 10 minutes. It says a very bright light covering my bathroom skylight on the morning of July 5th, 2018, approximately at 4:20 a.m. I woke up as usual to go to use the bathroom. As I sat on my bed, I saw a bright light coming from the skylights in the bathroom to my bedroom. My bathroom is in my bedroom. And it says the light went all the way behind a corner in my bedroom and created a rectangle. I was puzzled, but I got up and went into the bathroom to look at what was going on. As I walked into the bathroom, I saw very sharp and bright lights right above my skylight. I had to shield my eyes from the brightness. I could see only sharp blue white light covering the whole window. It reminded me of movies about aliens where people have to shield their eyes because of the brightness.
Oh, God.
However, I lost the next 10 minutes. I only remember waking up and sitting back on my bed, still looking at the bright light. I turned my head and went to sleep. This whole time, my inner voice was telling me, just go to sleep. I woke up to go to work at 5:20 a.m. and the light was gone. I have no idea why I did not wake my husband up or did not take any pictures. I just had this very happy feeling. On July 6, 2018, at 4:23 a.m., the light was there again. but in the distance. It was not covering my entire window. This time I took pictures. First, I thought it was a full moon. However, on July 8th, I took a picture of the moon and found out that it was not full moon that night.
Huh.
I mean, at least I only lost 10 minutes. Right? Right. Now, if you'd have lost a few hours.
Yeah. What happened in that 10 minutes?
Well, true.
Oh, God.
So they took her up and then they're like, never mind.
We don't want her.
I always feel like it's weird that like other people in the room don't wake up and stuff. Now, my husband, he's a pretty heavy sleeper, so a light might not affect him. This is a very neat little map. If you guys just like to sit and lay, if you want to read a whole bunch of UFO sightings, like I said, this map encompasses the whole United States. I'm looking to see if it goes beyond that. And it's like every state except for South Dakota. Well, no, there's one for South Dakota now. I was like, South Dakota doesn't have any. A lot of UFO sightings clustered on the East Coast, especially up around, like there is a lot around New York City, down around D.C. There's a lot around D.C., that area.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot.
You can spend hours looking at all this.
Yeah. I'm guessing whoever owns the site, they add stories, I guess, as they can. And as new things come up, I said that it just encompasses the United States. However, I do see they do have a few listed up in Canada.
Okay.
So they have.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could branch out and it was like a world map or if it was just the U.S.
Yeah. It doesn't seem, they do show like South America, but there are no like UFO sightings shown there. It only shows like the United States. Okay. It does show out, looks like there's a UFO sighting out in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. So it looks like that they've picked up a story from there. Mm-hmm. But it's just a very cool interactive map. And like, since if you're listening to us and you're into paranormal type stuff, this map also shows you different haunted places. So one of the things that I really like about it is you can click on the haunted places part and it will show you haunted places in your area. Now, a lot of these might be abandoned places. They're supposed to be haunted because there is pretty close to us. Which we've known about this for a while, but there is an old abandoned nursing home that is supposed to be quite haunted. It's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And you have to park in private property to get there. And that's one of the reasons we haven't really gone exploring there. But it's just really neat. Like, there's a couple of places on here that I was reading about for haunted stuff that I'd like to go, like Old Covered Bridge somewhere here in North Carolina, that supposedly you can hear people walking across if you're quiet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's just one of those really fun things that you do with your friends, you know, and just go out and just wait for something to happen, you know? But if you're listening to us and you're like paranormal stuff, this is probably going to be a really cool little thing for you guys to go look at and read the stories of, find some haunted places to go venture out into, go look at. I've seen a few on here I'd like to go take a look at.
And yeah.
Maybe learn the story behind them too. Maybe it's just like folk tales or folklore.
Right.
And some of these stories we just haven't heard of.
You know?
So, but we know this has been a pretty quick little podcast, but we just wanted to try to get one in, and we will be traveling this next week to Gettysburg, and then we're going to be bringing you guys those Gettysburg ghost story back with us, and so we're going to be doing some ghost hunting trips like we talked about on the last podcast, so we'll be able to talk to you guys about those. So hopefully we're going to have some good stories for that, and we'll have a good trip, hopefully, and be able to bring you guys back some really good stories about Gettysburg. So I think we'll call it there and say until next time.
Bye-bye.